the dirty bone. Intractable.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr, and the co-host of the show,
Chief Sanka,
and along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ.
With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
People's Station.
Kings and queens, I bring to you these songs in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. understanding, compromise. God will take care of the rest, brothers and sisters. Don't you know God is watching? Stop the war, stop the fighting. Can't you see what we are doing? Can't we hear the children crying?
The blues.
Can be a brother or a sister. Have a taste of
stop to think that your victim leaving someone behind.
That song is simply called Leaving Rome. Done up by someone that I had the pleasure of knowing from Jamaica and passed on a couple of weeks ago. His name is Jojo Bennett. Jojo had a band called the Rhythm Rulers and then one called the Satellites. I don't know how much he was involved with it. Came to Canada maybe a few years after I did and made himself well known in good old Toronto, Canada, as one of the best musicians that one will have and hear. My name is Howard Carr. For those of you who do not remember, I've been here for 30 odd years. Imagine that. I want to say hello to Mary. Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? One of our best listeners and contributors to this program and the station. She appreciates what we have to offer. That's what makes her special. We opened the show with the soulful voice, and I'm going to safely call him a bandmate. Not that he was in the band I was in, but we worked together on several stages, and he also worked with our band, Viscount's Band. And I'm behind him to get going again because this guy has one of the best voices I know, and his time and is precise, and I am trying to get him to get out there. Could somebody help me? His name is George Fennell, the soulful voice of George Fennell. What a voice. God is watching us and listening to us, and what is happening in this world? It's crazy, folks. Crazy. Juliet Smurfit Nelson. A voice, every time you hear it, you want to hug her. Because it comes across so a little bit so heavenly. And so to the point. Loving her. Vernon Maytones, the veteran in the business. He's been around since Maypen days. And he has traveled the world. He has put together some of the songs you'll be hearing this evening. I'm interviewing a young lady that goes by the name of Diva. Okay, I won't call her by her right name because Her mother and I, along with Anna Stout and Juliet Nelson, in the 80s, late going on to the 90s, somewhere there, we were everywhere, every dance, every show. Those three would be hanging on my coattail. And you know what, folks? As soon as they got past the gate, they would disappear. I never see them again until 2:30, 3 o'clock, or if with some man running behind them and then they're trying to hide behind me. Oh, them come with your stretch. I got that a lot. So I'm warning the diva, if her mother tells her anything, not to repeat it on this radio station, because diva, no, I'm only joking. We had fun. We had fun. They were much younger than me, much younger young ladies. And they would protect me too, because as soon as they saw anybody hanging around, you'd see one or two of them coming out of the crowd wherever they were to stand up beside me. So it was good. Good times were had by all. So how are you doing, Montreal and the world at large? I hope it's okay. I know, you know, it's a hell of a time. Let's admit that, you know, it's a hell of a time. And the people who don't want to get vaccine, they're coming out in droves now. They want to assault the premier. They want to do this and they want to do that. I say leave them alone. Just make sure you know who they are, and if they feel, if they get vaccinated, the magnet, they won't be able to get in a bus because their heads will attract the handrail or whatever you call it. I've never heard such foolishness in my life, but who am I? Somebody had asked me to invite someone on air to talk about this thing for a half an hour or so. I really don't know what to say, so I would have to get Egbert Gay. He would know any subject he versed on that. So if you know somebody who would like to come on for a half an hour or so and talk why they don't want to take the vaccine, just let me know. 514-947-2558 is my phone number. Just let me know. I'll give them the ear time. It doesn't bother me. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine who is a very, very popular singer, veteran singer. And he was telling me the same thing. He's not, I was totally, totally surprised when he said no, he would never take it because it's not good. And the stories went on and on. And I just shut my mouth before. So now I know when, you know, me being the idiot I am, next time he comes here, I will be at my distance. I have nothing against the guy. I like the guy. We grew up together. He's much younger than me, but I'm a chicken, okay, folks? Big chicken, 6'4" and 200 pounds, right? Maybe three, no, boy. So I don't really want to argue with anybody. It's your body. You know what you want to do. But I remember as a young man, even when I was coming to Canada, I got like 5 vaccines. I don't even know what they shot up in my arms, because when I went to the embassy to get my visa stamped, this is what they gave me, a list. And I went to Dr. Wright in Maplewood, Clarendon, and he just went, oh, soup, oh, zoop, when I realized it was like 7-8 vaccines. And I lived through that. You know, so I am not going to argue with nobody. So, what else can we talk about? You know what I mean? I hope my radio station, WWFR, is WFFR, is still logged on with us in Washington, D.C. Hello, Washington, D.C. By the way, exciting town to live in. I think that's what I would like to where I would like to live for a couple of days. I took the vaccine. Too bad for those who don't want to take it. They're saving their lives and the lives of others. I agree with you, my love. Yeah, so you see what's happening in good old Washington, more demonstration, what's happening in Afghanistan. But I agree with the guy. It's time to come out. And they had a whole army there that they supplied with everything. And when the Taliban walked into town, they handed them their guns. Why fight for people like those? I mean, it's hard to say, but you're losing lives. Just 2 days ago, 13 young Americans lost their lives for people who don't want to fight for themselves. I say leave it alone. It may even eventually end up like Vietnam. Vietnam, they fought a unwinnable war there. But now America is the biggest tourist, biggest money happening in Vietnam. It's beautiful. I happen to know of a guy who went down there. And he went there and to a lawyer by trade. And he went there to teach English. And he says he's not coming back. Not coming back to North America. So there's something good out of everybody. So I hope people will understand. I don't know what to say on that, you know, but that's America's problem. It's the only war I think they ever won is in Grenada. I didn't say that, did I? Who said that? Come on, shut up. There's a guy behind me talking. I see NBA players from Montreal North received National Assembly Medal. Thank you for this, Mary. What? NBA players Christopher Boucher left and Loguintez Dort posed with their medals from the Quebec National Assembly during a ceremony in Montreal in August 27, 2021. Come on, Egbert, you're falling off. How come you didn't have these two guys in the contact? My God, proud of you guys. Proud of you, proud of you, proud of you. And don't talk to me about the track and field thing because there's somebody keep texting me and saying that how the Jamaicans are terrorizing this girl. But she terrorizing herself. She didn't have much good to say about Jamaicans. 24 minutes past. I got to pay the commercials because I could sit here and talk all day. But commercials needs to be played, okay? Because this is what makes the moon, the honey goes around. And then at 4:30 would be Brother Ted. He'll be telling us about what is going on in Grenada. And I felt, when I heard a little bit of his preview, I felt like crying. Because, anyway, listen. Call a friend, tell a friend. You want to listen to Ted at 4:30. He's going to talk about Grenada and what's happening there. So let's pay some commercials. And remember that you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C., on a very dreary Saturday afternoon. Keep it locked. Call a friend, tell a friend that you're locked into these stations, all right?
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. I have our commentator online with us, and I'm going to push up his button to let him tell you what's happening in Grenada and surrounding areas. Brother Ted.
Good afternoon, Mr. Carr. Greetings to you and the CKUT 90.3 FM family. How are you today?
I am not doing too bad, my friend, and I'm grateful for life.
That is fantastic. I trust that you and all are staying well.
Yes, sir.
And safe and following the safety protocols, wearing of the face mask,
mm-hmm.
frequent washing of the hands,
mm-hmm.
social distancing when you're not mm-hmm. within your bubble. I truly look forward to the day when we can meet again in a social gathering, and all these past 18 months will be but just a memory.
I hope so. But it seems impossible now. Anyway, go ahead. Don't let me interrupt
True.
You.
Let me give you some news. Although the vaccine is still the best health option at this time, the hesitancy to take the jab persists and has led to several street demonstrations by workers in Grenada and not being allowed by employers on the premises if not vaccinated. Now, one of the largest employers in Grenada is SGU, the St. George's Medical School.
Right.
And they have mandated that the faculty, students, and workers that's coming back for this new semester must be vaccinated to be allowed entry to the university grounds. Now, other businesses have also mandated implementing these same mandates. However, there's a small portion of workers that refuse to take the vaccine and say it's their body, their right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they're really trying not to get too political into that. But I believe that the employer has a right to safeguard themselves and others.
Of course.
Now, the majority of workers apparently has taken, the faculty and workers have taken the vaccine. And we know for certain that all the students that were about to return were notified since early April, May of this year, that if you intend to come back to Grenada to continue your studies, you must be vaccinated. So we know that's taken care of. However, a lot of Grenadians were hesitant to take the AstraZeneca. They said it wasn't good. The efficacy rate was very low. It was, I think, 62%. Now, Grenadians now have the Pfizer option available since August 23rd. And I'm happy to say that over 1,251 persons have taken the Pfizer vaccine
nice.
Within the days August 23rd to August 26th.
Nice.
Still, only about 21% of the population of Grenada has been vaccinated, which is a long road to herd immunity.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
But for the past year and a half, due to the safety protocols enacted by the government of Grenada and a fantastic job by the Ministry of Health, the COVID cases were always in single digits, maybe 12, maybe 13, 15.
Yep.
however things have changed.
No.
This care hanging over our heads is finally here. With the active cases of COVID-19 today in Grenada standing at 126.
Oh, my God. No.
With several other test results pending, which can easily increase that number. No, I'm not trying to scare people. These are the facts. Mm. The fact on the ground is indisputable. We now have community spread of COVID-19 in Grenada, and we believe it is touching every parish of the island of Grenada. Now, we have yet to see any major news coming out of Carriacou and Petit Martinique, the other two smaller independent islands. We're not certain. We should have some word about Carriacou and Petit Martinique next week. But island of Grenada, per se, that we do have community spread. I know the government is taking several extraordinary options to try to decrease we hope to keep it at a level which we can control, and hopefully in a few weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, we'll see the numbers diminish. Mm-hmm. We do have a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Yeah, I saw they were demonstrating because of that, is it?
Well, no, I think most of the demonstrations was because of the hesitancy to take the vaccine.
Okay.
But people, more than like, there are a few people that do not agree with the curfew. But it's one way of the government controlling parties and getting together, and people getting together in a house with 30, 40 people, because that's where you can start the community spread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the restaurants have been pulled back to take out only. For the past couple of weeks, restaurants were allowed to have people sit in. But now they've removed that. It is takeout only. Funerals, which is a long thing that could take hours, that's also under control now. Funerals are daily from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and each funeral should not be longer than 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not what we do. This is not how we do it in the Caribbean. We spend hours
saying
goodbye to our loved one in the church, and then we go to the cemetery. And in North America, they just walk in there and they walk out. We like to stay and wait, sing hymns, pray, and watch them do the covering and the mounds of flowers on the top. And, of course, that takes quite a few hours. But the government is saying, okay, the longer that we're together could assist in the possible spread. And if you do have community spread, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So, but this is just a small window of what's happened in the Caribbean. What is really troubling is the number of active cases.
That's
like
frightening.
Grenada, you know, last week, Grenada, 7-8 days ago, Grenada had 19 cases.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we have 126 and counting.
Mm-mm.
Anguilla had 22 cases last week. They're at 45 today.
Oh, my God.
Antigua and Barbuda had 101 last week. Today, 257.
Wow.
And it goes on and on and on. Curaçao, 621. I'm talking to, I know a lot of people from the Caribbean listen to the station, amongst others.
Right.
So Curaçao, 621. It's down to 449.
Wow. Well, that's good news.
Yes, that's good news. And Aruba was 1,057 last week, is down to 653. So, although Grenada stands at 126 today, it is, and we have 5 or 6 persons in the hospital, and there is no one is on a ventilator at this time. I'm not 100% certain, but I do not think there's anyone on a ventilator. I think they're being treated with antiviral drugs, but most people. What we're concerned with is that there are maybe carriers that have slight symptoms. Now, what you have to look for is when you ask the person, are you well today? They may have chills, they may have a slight headache, they may have congestion, they may seem to have a slight flu. Now, these are the symptoms you have to look out for. So this is not that the person has the virus and have been tested positive, but it is possible there can be a carrier and still test negative. So we have to be on the lookout for people that having chills, body ache, joint problems with the joints, they're hurting, sneezing, coughing, and it's a bad flu, and that's one of the symptoms. However, we do hope that all these high numbers now could diminish over the next 14 days, and that's why the government has asked the schools that were going to open on the 6th of September to either refrain from letting the students come in and go back to internet learning via the internet, mm-hmm. or have the in-school learning begin on September 20th. So they're giving themselves an extra 2 weeks, hoping that by that time you will see the numbers go down from 126 to maybe, you know, 70, 50, and keep diminishing.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine is still, it's not a cure. I was not saying the vaccine is a cure. However, the vaccine will prevent you getting very sick, and it may prevent you from going to the hospital. And that is part of the problem. When a lot of people clog up the system, now, the people that are waiting surgery for cancer and having a broken leg or broken arm are set aside to take care of the COVID patients. Because there, you're coming with a broken leg, but they're afraid you might get the COVID. So, you see, we have to think about others and not about ourselves. It's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of us who refrain from taking the vaccine is just adding to the misery of all of us.
Yeah, that's right.
And, sir, that's where I want to leave it this weekend.
All right, because before you go, they had a nurse here in Montreal who was taking her test 3 times per week, developed the COVID, and gave it to her patient. You know?
Wow.
there's so many stories coming out now. It's freaky.
I do not understand why a healthcare worker would refuse to take the vaccine that could help protect her from the patients that she's treating. I cannot get around that. I cannot see what their thinking is. I don't know myself.
I've given up.
I'm baffled.
I've given up. You know, once my friends and those that I care for have taken care of themselves, there's nothing more I can do or say, because I don't want to get into the confrontational thing, because
no,
it's not worth it. You can't convince somebody to do what they don't want to do to their bodies.
But Mr. Carr, we've been talking about this now over a year and a half, and I do hope that by 7 feet, we are reaching one or two people, that after listening to us for all these months have decided maybe, just maybe, they have been on the wrong side of the fence and that they should take it. And I do hope. Now, we've seen an uptick in people taking the Pfizer because they think Pfizer is the gold standard in the world. So we hope that they received 29,000 doses. Of course, they're going to have to consider how many that they can only give 14,000 doses to the first 14,000 people and hold a portion for the second dose 14, 15, 20 days later.
Right.
But it is still a start, and we hope we will get another shipment in a couple of weeks. But people, I beg you that this is the only way to help us to get out of this doldrum that we're in right now.
Yes, sir.
Let us try and make each other whole again.
All right.
And, sir, Thank you so very much. We appreciate your program because this is how we reach the people that yes. matters. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your contribution, Brother Ted. I really and certainly appreciate that. And next week, Ted will be back with some thoughts. So stay tuned. Remember, you're locked into CKUT, WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. And we're here to sort of take you there. You know what I mean? Just go there with us and enjoy life. Keisha Lee. The name of the song is I Will Survive. Survive, I will.
I will survive. If one thing I know, yeah. Listen, if one thing I know.
From Toronto, Canada.
I will survive. I will survive.
We got to think of each other. Think of each other. And we will survive. Let me wheel and come again with this one. We will survive if we think of each other. Please think of each other. 4:43 in the PM. Keep it locked. From out of Toronto, Canada. A former resident also of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Keisha Lee, beautiful singer, talented pianist. Another young lady that's making her name in the city. She wrote this song. It's simply called A Family Prayer. Kayla Allen. And I just want to say much niceness to my Canadian artist. Because they're beautiful in every sense of the word. This is called a family prayer, and we do need that. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to hug your family. Tell them I love you. We rewind. I had to play it twice because it's so nice. Keep it locked. Gotta rewind it one more time because you chat too much, Stretch. Here we go.
What you do speaks so loudly that I cannot hear what you say. A cool message from Ralph Waldo Emerson.
By request, Michael Bolton. Love so beautiful, so beautiful. This is going out to Desiree, and it's from your husband, Keith. All right? I love so beautiful. Childhood sweethearts. Enjoy. We do everything for our listeners on this station. Michael Bolton. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's getting frightening. This was just sent to me by Joel Jones. Over 200 people in isolation. 92 new cases in 24 hours. All this is in Barbados, and it's on loopnews.com. Check it out. Frightening. That's all I can say. I'm in a love mood. I'm just in a love mood after that request on my phone to his lovely wife of 23 years. Hold me in your arms. This song still tingles the minds of others. The voice of Teddy Prendergast still standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. Hold me, love me. Hold you on CKUT, WFFR in Washington, D.C. Loving you is a must. We will rewind. Hold me in your arms. And let me say you're squeezing me too tight, but just don't stop. CKUT, love songs are forever.
Lord, stretch your sweet to them, boy, oh God.
I'll hold you and touch you and make you my woman. I'll give you my love with sweet surrender. Tonight our hearts will beat as one, and I will hold you, touch you, and make you my woman tonight.
There's something in your eyes I see, a pure and simple honesty.
This moment's ours to treasure.
often wonder, do people still dance and hold each other? I know they do that in Florida and New York. You go to these people's party and people will say, oh, it's old people. You'd be surprised. These youngsters are learning to dance and to romance their date. It's not just dropping your pants below your crotch. No, these young people are. I saw a video that came out of Fort Lauderdale a couple of months ago, and I said the three steps are back in shape. These 20-year-olds and what have you, they're holding their ladies and dancing. And it's good. You learn to dance, and when you learn to dance and hold your young lady, I'm speaking from a man's point of view, and she's breathing heavily in your neck, you know, boy, a scoring, not necessarily scoring in that true sense, but, you know you're making an impression on her. Stretch, get out of that because you're getting yourself into trouble. But it was like that, Sunrise Inn. Clubs that I will never forget in Maple and Clarendon and so forth and so forth. Let me just run a little ad here and shut up, Stretch. You're going to get in trouble, all right? Some people dying with laughter now say, you see how we ain't getting seven. No, it's no trouble. It's the truth. We were all young once, and we enjoyed the life of party and